Yeah, that's not going to change. I have a load side manual transfer switch, so I jack in the generator and I fire it up, and then I go downstairs and I switch up the six circuits. I mean, I always switch the six circuits in, but I got six circuits I bring in from the generator. And I pick them, you know, selectively so that they do all the critical things and stuff I need. And we've not really wanted for more. It's perfectly adequate. Keeps the refrigerators going, keeps the furnace running, keeps, you know, the entertainment, internet, all that stuff running. And the entertainment center where my wife is, and a light in the bathroom, you know, pretty much everything you need, you know. But my new generators, or, you know, the old generator was always undersized. I'm probably getting about 35 to 3,800 watts out of it. And although it does a pretty good job of running all that stuff, you can always tell it was a little taxed. And I had no room for anything else. If I wanted to make a Keurig coffee cup, forget it. Couldn't do it. You know, never mind run the microwave. So the new one is double that. The new one's 9,000 factory tri-fuel instead of a conversion. I converted mine. Factory tri-fuel, and it's an inverter. So it's a better power, more of it, and, you know, factory tri-fuel. So this one should run everything, including the microwave or the coffee maker, should we want.